Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Thank you for tuning in to the Deen Show, Purpose of Life. That is what the Deen Show is all about, calling you to reflect, to think, to ponder why you've been created, why you're here, where you're going when you die. And that's what we're all about here on the Deen Show. And our next guest, the NFL players, the Abdullah brothers, sacrificing for the Deen, leaving off playing football, catch, touch, intercept, all of that for the Deen. Taking off training to go to Hajj, the fifth pillar of this beautiful way of life, fasting during the month of Ramadan, playing the sport, and not giving up their deen for the dunya. They're here with us on the Deen Show. The Abdullah brothers will be right back.
This is the Deen Show.
This is the Deen Show.
And welcome back to the Deen Show and the Deen Show studio. As promised, we got our brothers Hamza and Hussein. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And if football superstars?
Not superstars, just regular guys.
So you kick the ball a lot? Football?
No, that's not football at all. Football is when you run and hit people and tackle people.
Okay, so we're talking about NFL.
We're talking about NFL, not football with the asterisk over the top.
Like in Europe?
Yes. This is football.
Okay, so for all the soccer fans, you know what? We're going to be talking about football today and a little bit of the Deen because you're watching the Deen Show. So you guys, you know, because you guys have turned the world. Thank you for stopping into to Chicago over here. Tell us a little about your trip. You guys play for the NFL. How long have you played for the NFL for?
I've actually played 4 years, all 4 years, with the Minnesota Vikings. The first two predominantly as a special teams player. The last two as a starting safety.
What's starting safety? What is that?
I'm a defender. I'm the last line of defense. Typically, if they get past me, it's a touchdown. So it's a very tough job.
We can see here that you're like, how come they're throwing the ball to the other guy, but you took the ball? Are you cheating?
Well, no, that's my job. As soon as the ball goes up in the air, it's anybody's ball, and I'm going to come down with it.
So that's called an interception?
That's definitely an interception.
So, okay, and then your position here?
I am a safety as well, but unlike Hussein, I don't have any interceptions. I try to make myself a big hitter and, you know, big collision, so I'm like a big truck on the highway. I just want to crash into people.
So you're knocking people down.
Inshallah.
So now you're on a road trip. And you guys are visiting different masjid all over the U.S. Tell us a little about this project.
Alhamdulillah, 30 masjids in 30 days, inshallah. We're brainstorming and we say, you know what, we want to meet some of the brothers and the sisters that have sent us a kind word, sent us a tweet or a Facebook post. And we wanted to just say assalamu alaikum and show them that we are their brother and sister in Islam. You know, we're not elevated to some high status. We are their brother and sister in Islam. So we are embarking, inshallah, on a road trip. And inshallah, you know, Allah will make it easy for us.
You'd like to add something?
Yeah, I'll just say a lot of people think because of our profession that we're up here. But we're on the same playing field as everyone else. We just happen to play a game that people love and watch. So they give you a status, let's just say. But we're normal people just like everybody else. And that's what this trip is about, just to go around and say, you know, we're Muslim just like you. We go through it just like you. But in that, you can succeed at what you want to do in life.
That's deep. So you guys are, you know, going out of your way to go and meet your brothers and sisters out there in the ummah.
Alhamdulillah.
Let them to see you, giving them some advice.
Alhamdulillah. Whatever we can do. Our mother was a stickler on wanting for your brother what you want for yourself. And I remember as a kid when I was 12 years old being in the Hakeem Olajuwon basketball camp and what that did for me. So I imagine myself being in that position. You know, I'm not nowhere near Hakeem Olajuwon. He's a superstar, Hall of Famer. But, you know, just being in the aspect and the light that we have, we want to share some good and we want to come meet our brothers because we would want Hakeem Olajuwon to come meet him as he did.
That's deep. So you guys make sure that you guys are going to be heading towards. Where's the schedule of all the masjids that you guys are going to be?
You can find it on AbdullahBros.com. We have a schedule up, and we've been hitting all the different masjids across the year. Well, not all of them. as many as we can hit within these 30 days.
We know that Islam is a way of life, of love and mercy. It's the way of peace. Having peace with your Creator, peace within yourself, and peace with the rest of mankind.
Yes, sir.
So now you guys live in Islam. You're out there in the public eye. Do you sometimes get some scrutiny? Do you guys, with all the, you know, boogeyman, Islam's coming to get you. You know, you hear it on the news a lot of times. But people get to interact with you and, you know, your teammates. Do you ever get in any slack because you guys are ones who submitted to the will of God, Muslims?
Well, I would say the number one thing and the number one example is how we carry ourselves. And that's the way of the deen. You know, alhamdulillah, we're on the deen show, so we're talking about our deen. Regardless of what our neighbor sees on the news, if he sees you and says, Brother Eddie is a Muslim, he takes care of me, he invites me over to his house, he takes care of my lawn. If I see that his garbage cans are out an extra day, he will bring them in. Those are the acts that, you know, in Islam, is a form of peace, and we're always trying to do good and always trying to be as good as possible. So that will combat the ignorance of what is outside, whether it's on the news, on the internet, or whatever it is. Us just walking our path, us on our deen, inshallah, will overcome all of that.
Have you met any other athletes like Muhammad Ali, Bernard Hopkins? Who are there? There's a lot of people who are Muslim and athletes. Are there? Have you met any of them?
There's a lot of people who are Muslim and athletes, but we have not met too many of them. We've met Ryan Harris. Hams actually played with him for the Denver Broncos.
What's his name?
Ryan Harris.
Ryan Harris?
Yes, he plays for the Denver Broncos. But inshallah, one of our goals on this trip is to go and knock down some doors, and inshallah, we get a chance to sit with some of our brothers in Islam.
This is a great opportunity.
Alhamdulillah.
Let all the people out the woodwork, maybe there's some that, you know, now they're like, how we can contact, we can make this happen.
Inshallah.
Yes, inshallah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more with the Abdullah brothers here on the Deen Show.
On the outside, everything looks good. You see the $100,000 cars. You see a lot of diamonds. You see a lot of females, and they think that this is, you know, this is a life. This is like, you know, paradise right here on earth.
It's not anyone's job to go into someone's heart and change their heart. Your job is to tell people what the truth is.
And the reality of it is, while I'm sitting here constantly paying for the disease, the cure was free.
If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Deen Show, we're talking to our brothers, the Abdullah brothers, NFL. You guys have been playing for a long time, and you're out there. People think, like you were saying, you're up here, so you're coming down here to meet your brothers and sisters in the Deen. And how about if you got some fans who are not yet Muslim?
That's right.
And they want to come out, and they want to meet you guys. What about that? Is that okay?
That's no problem. We're reaching out to everybody. Part of this trip is to meet Muslims and non-Muslims alike, to let people know that just because you wear a shoulder pad and a helmet and there's an NFL stitch on your jersey, it doesn't mean you're better than anybody else. We're on the same playing field, as I've said before. So if you're a non-Muslim, please come out. Our schedule is online, and you can come to any of the masajids. You're more than welcome to come out and meet us.
And that's what we encourage, you know, because some people think, man, the masjids, the mosque, we got a bomb-making factory over there. Come on in. Bring your whole family. Come eat biryani with us or hot dogs or whatever the case. Yeah. The mosques are open for that, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite times of the year is Ramadan, because the mosques are open. There's so many people, and that's a great form of dawah to bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring those people who are curious about Islam. Bring them during Ramadan so they can see what goes on a daily basis. They see us in there eating. They see us in there praying. They see kids playing. They see them playing basketball, football, soccer, and all these different things. So now you've changed their way of thinking. Now you've changed the whole family's way of thinking just by going and visiting, experiencing, and extending that invitation to them.
Now we know that Islam, this way of life that Jesus lived, Islam, submission to the will of God, Moses, Abraham, the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, all. They all called humanity to have a relationship, a loving relationship with the loving God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Yeah. Submit to him. Don't submit to the creation. Submit to the creator. Yeah. And there's five pillars. Mm. None is worthy of worship except the one God. Paying that poor due tax, praying five times a day, And you also have Hajj,
yes.
Pilgrimage to the first house of worship built by Abraham. Now you guys, there's some talk that you guys are sacrificing your work, your season, to go and make this pilgrimage. Is this true or is this hearsay?
No, this is 100% true. We went and we made Umrah. We visited Mecca back in March. And when we were there, we just had a strong feeling and a strong urge to want to come back for Hajj. So there was no way, we wouldn't feel right if we signed a contract with the team and left for 3 or 4 weeks. That wouldn't, I mean, that's not Islam. You sign a contract, you honor your contract. So we said, you know what? We're not going to sign a contract. There were a few offers that we both had, but we said, we're going to hold off. We're going to go make Hajj, and then inshallah, when we come back, we'll try to catch on with the team after that.
That's deep, man.
Alhamdulillah.
We have a lot of people that are reluctant. They get caught up, dunyalized, I call it. And they're scared to sacrifice a few weeks. They'll go make a pilgrimage at the mall every weekend or back home, you know, to visit their family and friends. Nothing wrong with that. But man, when the Creator is giving you the invitation to go to His house, people are turning away. But you guys are heading out. That's deep.
Well, it truly is an invitation. When, like Hussein said, we went for Umrah, the lesser Hajj, the lesser pilgrimage. We really felt like Allah, God, was welcoming us to His house. And we'd never want to turn our back towards, you know, the one who created us, the one who has bestowed all these blessings. He blessed us to play in the NFL. It was nothing we did. We were blessed to play in the NFL. And we're young. We're fit. We have the funds to do it. So why not now?
Definitely. We're going to get in now to the nitty and gritty. We think superstardom. Mm-hmm. We think, you know, the celebrity lifestyle. You get to hang around with some of the people who are making millions.
Yes, sir.
We're not going to get into your pocketbooks, okay? But now, you know, temptation.
Yes, sir.
It's out there. You know, guys, finish the game. We're going to go pop some bottles, right? We're going to go to the club.
Yep.
Come on, Abdullah brothers.
Yep.
So now, how do you, you know, kids at school, at high school, going through the same
thing.
That's
right.
But you guys, at a higher scale, you are working hard to suppress, to not get oppressed.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's
by
right.
Subjugating to, you know, by letting your desires override you, you're subjugating them.
Yes, sir.
You know, so you can be a true servant to the one who created you and live a good, moral, wholesome, organic life. So what advice do you have for those who are letting their desires take charge of their life and it's all upside down because of that? Drugs, alcohol, you know, chasing the women getting, you know, misled by men. What advice do you have?
I would say when that starts to happen, when you start feeling like desires are just, they're just almost controlling you, start working on yourself. Look into the mirror and say, what can I fix about myself? How can I grow up? And how can I start making the right steps to get married? I'm 27 years old now. I got married when I was 20. I was a sophomore in college. And my freshman year in college, I got out there and I seen the other side of college, not the educational side, the other side of college. So I said, I need to work on myself because I don't want to fall into these different fitness. So I started to work on myself and I took the proper steps until I got married.
Now we're hearing something beautiful right now. I don't know if the people can hear. We're hearing the call to prayer. Mm. Now you guys are at work. You're throwing the ball around, getting knocked down upside down, right?
Yes,
knocking someone, intercepting, like we're seeing right now. You intercepted the ball. But the call, God is greater than all that money, all of that wealth. Mm-hmm. Are you able now to stop what you're doing and put your forehead on the ground and prostrate to the Creator of the heavens and earth through the Salat?
Well, we try our best to honor our Salah. You know, we are supposed to guide our prayers. And unfortunately, you know, we play at it on a Sunday afternoon. So our games are right kind of in smack dab in the middle. Hussein, his kickoff in Minnesota is at 12 o'clock and mine is at 2 o'clock, alhamdulillah. So Hussein usually misses his door. He has to make his up, but alhamdulillah, I'm able to make mine. But it really is, you know, when you hear the call, you know, hayal al-salah, you know, hasten to salah, hayal al-falah, hasten to success. That's the true success. So if we can put that in front of everything else, then Allah is the most merciful. He will bless us with whatever we like.
That's definitely so true. We got that window of opportunity, you know what I mean? You know, and Allah makes it easy where you can combine the salats on certain occasions. So, you know, but some people have left it all together. Don't even think about it. Just chasing the dollar and the money. You know, that becomes something that, you know, you can't take with you when you leave this world.
And I would just say that for the brothers and the sisters who even if they've left it, I would just say Allah never turns you down. You know, regardless of what happens, regardless of where you go, if you're still on this earth, if you're still breathing, then you have an opportunity to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, Allah blesses us to continue to hold on to that rope, to hold fast to La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Never despair. Allah is the most merciful. The Creator is the most merciful. So we got so many things to be grateful and thankful for. Without Him, you wouldn't be able to run so fast. That's you wouldn't true. Be able to reach your hands out to grab that ball. That's Imagine right. no hands. You couldn't even pick up the phone. You couldn't even drive the car. Mm-hmm. You'd be just bankrupt.
Yeah, really you bankrupt, huh? really bankrupt.
So shouldn't we give thanks?
Alhamdulillah.
You should always Alhamdulillah. Give thanks.
Yeah, so that's what we want to encourage. We want to encourage people to be thankful and grateful. And then you're not going to be so reluctant to turn your back on the Creator of the heavens and earth. You're going to seek His bounty, His blessing. Because you've taken His bounty, so you're going to give back.
Inshallah.
Being grateful and thankful. Tell us now, okay, so we got the Hajj coming up. You're going to be in Mecca, Medina soon. Are you excited?
Alhamdulillah. Mecca and Medina were places that you can't really describe. Medina was the most peaceful place that I've ever been. If there was ever a place where I'd like to settle down and just be there and just soak in the ambiance, it was Medina. And one thing that I really loved about being overseas, being in Mecca, being in Medina, was when you hear the call to prayer, everything shut down. You know, there were five times a day where there was nothing more important than worshiping your Lord, your Creator, Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. So yes, we're definitely excited to get back.
Have you met, we had some of the other brothers who accepted this way of life, this beautiful way of life, Islam, Dave Chappelle. Mm. He left off, you know, they were talking about like a 50 million.
Yeah.
50 million. Yes. He went down to Mecca, mm-hmm. and he went back to his roots, I heard.
That's
like,
right.
you know, south to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, you know, Kunta Kinte, Muslim, all the Muslims.
That's right.
You know, this is where Muhammad Ali, all these big names. They also, when they went back to their roots, they figured, hey, it's Islam.
Yes, sir.
So he went to the Hajj. Did you ever meet him? Who else? You got Omar Reagan. You got Mike Tyson. You know, some of these big names.
We're actually, I just got off the phone with Omar Reagan. He told me to give you his salams. And we're actually heading to Detroit to go hang out with him right now.
Salaam alaikum, my brother. When you get, now you got to give some salams to all the brothers down there. And, you know, all of the people who watch the Dean Show, if they mention to give him our salams when you're down in Mecca, keep us in your du'as.
Inshallah.
And
Inshallah.
I got a special friend down there I want you to visit, actually. Okay. Inshallah, he's watching the show, Dr. Brown.
Okay.
He'll be down there. You'll meet him. He's a frequent visitor here on the Dean Show.
Okay.
So inshallah, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with wrapping, closing comments here from our brothers. And your brother is here on the Dean Show. We'll be right back.
A lot of you out there are in the exact same position.
He said, I would never give up worshiping God as one. I will never give up spreading this message.
I hope that you take that necessary step. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow. So you got to find that urgency to do the right thing right now.
Just clarified everything for me. That's when I became Muslim.
The majority of people you talk to, yeah, they know they gotta change. They know they gotta do good, but they don't do the good. Why is this, Sheikh?
The ranking of the 100 most influential men in the history of the world.
Laziness, the reality of life usually doesn't sink in until tragedy comes. You know, this is when you find people, okay, tell me about it.
You get a few bad people, the media grabs a hold of that and spins it the way they want to.
And in it, he puts Muhammad as number one. He said no human being had more influence.
One of the amazing things about Islam that everyone should know is that we are the only other religion that is a tenet of faith that you must believe in Jesus Christ and everything that he did, or you cannot be a Muslim. If that is missing, if you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is a tenet of our faith to believe in and love Jesus Christ.
These are not God. God is the one who created everything in this universe. That's the one I'm going to worship and prostrate to. How can you go wrong doing that?
You don't believe in him, you're out of Islam.
You cannot be a Muslim.
Top 10 reasons why Jesus cannot be God. Let's get right to it.
Cannot be God.
Number 10.
Rasulullah.
Rasulullah.
الله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا
You'll be glad you did.
الله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا
Back here on the Dean Show with the NFL football players, the Abdullah brothers, catching the ball. Did you ever want to be quarterback?
Everybody wants to be the quarterback because he gets the ball. He touches the ball every single play.
It's about touching the ball.
It is. It really is about football. Is so simple. All football is you stop the guy, or if you have the ball, you try and cross the line, and if you don't have the ball, you try to stop the guy from crossing the line.
Amazing. SubhanAllah. What did you want to say?
I always wanted to be a running back. Barry Sanders was my favorite player growing up, and that's kind of who I really like, and I wanted to be a running back. But then I realized hitting people was fun, so I became a safety.
I'm excited. I get to talk a little bit about football with you brothers. I don't know much about football. I'm more into the martial arts.
Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, I heard you guys maybe want to start training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
That would be nice, inshallah.
That'd be nice. Inshallah, you can be our instructor.
Inshallah, you guys, if you're here in Chicago, but maybe we'll hook you up with some people. Our organization has branches all over the globe, so if we can hook you up with the Gracie Baja team somewhere in your locality.
Inshallah.
Tell us now, again, going back to this serious matter, you know, purpose of life, why we've been created. Is just to have fun, party, and then die? That's not what it's about. You guys realize that, right?
Yes.
And you started to live this way of life that's about bringing peace into your life. Purpose. When you have purpose, then, you know, peace comes. Mm-hmm. So, now, you are worshiping none but the one who created you. That's Islam. Submission to only the Creator. Establishing the Salah. We talked about Hajj, okay? You guys are doing the Hajj, the five pillars. And we really want to get, you know, the not yet Muslims out there motivated to think what the purpose of life is. Why I'm here, you know what I mean? That's why we're sharing, because we care.
That's right.
Right? So now, fasting also. Jesus fasted, Moses fasted. They only worshiped the Creator. They also gave in charity, and this is the five pillars of Islam. Nothing different. It's nothing unique. We're not from outer space now.
Right.
So now the fasting comes into play, and people get excited. They're like, how do these guys do it? You're fasting and you're playing. How does that work?
Fasting and playing football. We started doing it at a young age, and our mother, once again, she pointed to Hakeem Olajuwon. She said, he's fasting, he's playing basketball, and he's dominating his sport. So from there, as competitive as we are, we say, you know what? If he can do it, inshallah, we can do it. And we started working that in. And in that, fasting is a part of our religion. Football is not. So fasting comes before football. So if there was ever fasting or football, of course, we're going to choose fasting.
And I would just add on to that is, you know, the first thing we have to do, regardless of what we're doing, especially while we're fasting, is we ask Allah to make it easy for us. So we do that first thing is to ask Allah, you know, oh Allah, please make it easy for us. The second thing is we have to do our part. You're fasting, it's hot, you're doing extracurricular activities, you have to hydrate yourself, you have to eat properly, you have to have a nutrition plan, you have to educate the people around you to let them know that you're fasting and what you're doing. Because we're not belligerent. Allah doesn't place on us a burden greater than we can bear, and we have to remember that.
Okay, let's go into this now. You know, many of the youth, even adults, they look up to you guys. You know, NFL, that's a billion dollar industry, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, a lot of people listen to you before they listen to, you know, some of the laymen. And they look at you and they maybe look at their parents and say, you guys don't understand. You know what I mean? So now they're, let's say, slacking in school, or some are getting the good grades, but now their priorities are mixed up. They're thinking, I'm going to get the good grades, get the good title, get the nice car, get the nice woman. The guy's thinking, okay, I'm going to work hard and party hard, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is that the right direction to go in life? And how can we persuade people to be more into the deen instead of being more into, you know, the dunya and the nightclubs and all the other things that just, you know, don't bring peace and happiness, drugs, alcohol, gambling, all these things that just destroy a person and destroy, you know, one's...
I will say there's a reason why your parents were placed in your household. We didn't choose our parents. Allah chose our parents for us. And those are the best role models, to look at your father and see how he carries himself, your mother, how she carries herself. And everybody, they look at us because we wear a jersey and we have the NFL logo on it. But, I mean, alhamdulillah, but you can look at your parents as a role model. You can look at your older brothers, your sisters. Look within your community and see the examples that are put right in front of your face. We don't always have to look to a certain person on YouTube or to an athlete or to a somebody of so-called status. You can look right inside your home and you can find some of the best role models ever.
And just to add to that, I would just say, you know, guard your prayer. When you guard your prayers, when you're constantly thinking about Allah, that takes you away from a lot of the distractions. So, inshallah, you know, when we speak for ourselves, you know, because we're trying to get better every single day. So, inshallah, that's one thing that I noticed, that the more I frequent the masjid, the more I interact with those brothers and sisters who are there constantly, the more I want to attach myself to the masjid, the more I want to be like those brothers and sisters, or be like my father who can't stay away from the masjid longer than a few hours. So those are the role models. Those are the ones that we look to. And we do understand that we're on a platform. And with that, you know, inshallah, just please make it, we ask Allah to make it easy for us and bless us to be good examples. But know that we're human beings and we're working on ourselves just as they can work on themselves.
Now, if you're trying to be righteous, you're trying to give up the alcohol, you know, the six packs, mm-hmm. you know, Heineken, whatever you're drinking. Yep. You're trying to give up, you know, smoking weed, yep. right? That's like a big thing. Yep. Everybody in the basement,
yep.
you know,
yep.
the girls or the boys, yep. and it's throwing around the joints yep. and all this other bad stuff. It's just bad.
Yep.
Lying, deceiving. But now you've realized that. You realize mm-hmm. that I am created for a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's more nobler than mm-hmm. this. But now you're trying to do good, but you got, you know, your friends, they call you on the weekend.
That's
I'll
right.
pick you. I ain't got that's no money right. to go. I'll lend you some money. I'll give
right.
you some money.
That's
you know,
right.
it seems
that's
like
right.
you're getting sucked back in. How important is a good company, man?
It's very important, and it's very important to guard your inner circle. Back when I was in high school, I had some people that was not so good in my inner circle, and my father was like, no, no, no. And at the time, I didn't understand. But later on in life, I seen the direction they chose in life and the direction I was headed in life, and I was like, you know what? He was right. Because whoever's in your inner circle will rub off on you, and they will say, oh, we're just going to go hang out real quick. You don't need any money. I got the gas. I got your movie ticket. I got whatever. Just come hang out with us. Now you're in a situation that you don't want to be in. So you have to keep good company, and you have to protect and guard your inner circle.
And what we always say is what our mom taught us when we were younger. Want for your brother what you want for yourself. So if you're around people who don't want for you what they want for themselves, if they won't labor and they'll throw you in somewhere, you know, maybe you guys are in trouble or he's in trouble, so he throws your name in there. That's not wanting for your brother what you want for yourself. So you want to align yourselves with like-minded people, people who have the same morals, the same values. Even if they're not Muslim, there are some other people out there who are morally conscious and who are going to do the right thing. So inshallah, what we'd like to do, God willing, is align ourselves with people that are close in character to us.
That's really important, really important. Because now, if you lay down with dogs, they say you're going to get fleas.
That's right. That's right. That is a true statement.
So you know, you want to become righteous. You want to please your Creator before you meet your Creator. You want to be doing good. You should be around people who are doing good. You got a person that's disrespecting his parents or her parents and using foul language. You know, of course, you want to advise them to good, but man. You're hanging around with somebody who's constantly doing that. They're going to be bringing you down, isn't it?
That's right. And you don't ever want to go down. You always want to go up. There's a few sayings in football. You're either getting right or you're getting left. So in other words, you need to get going. And you never stay the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So we want to always be getting better, always be in the worship of Allah. Even if you're not Muslim, you always want to give thanks to the Creator, the person who created you, because it was like that, bam, be and you were. So we always want to remember that and give thanks to the Most High.
We can't ever, this is advice to our brothers and sisters, but man, we can never leave our sisters out. We love them so much. And you know, we're talking about real issues here on the Deen Show. So you know, you got the sisters who are so precious. They're more precious and beloved to us than diamonds and pearls. Mm. You know, Islam elevates the woman, doesn't subjugate the woman or oppress the woman. And we've covered so many episodes giving the evidences and proof. So what advice for our sisters? Some of them, they're getting, you know, led astray by a lot of the brothers out there who are, you know, men.
That's right.
And you see it at a higher level, right. you know, using and abusing right. women. So what advice would we give for our sisters out there so they don't get used and abused?
I would say, again, it starts in the household. Listen to your father. Listen to your older brother. They're your protectors. Don't go against the grain and, you know, you meet a guy or whatever the case may be. Make sure everything checks out. Because when you turn your back on your family, it's hard to cross that line again. So I would say start with the protectors in your house and ask them, because they've had examples with women and they know different things. So those are examples that they can talk about and they can learn from before they experience it themselves.
And I would just add that, you know, as for men and for women, is to educate ourselves. You know, do not let CNN or Fox News tell us what Islam is about. Read the Quran, read the Hadith, read the different books that are out there about the four most beautiful women on the history of the planet. Read about Maryam and Surah to Maryam, alayhi salam, in the Quran, and see if she's oppressed. See how she was veiled. And those different things that can teach us about our religion and for our sisters that we have a stronger goal. What they have on the West and in America and what they feel is a beautiful woman is not so. What's a beautiful woman is a woman of strong character who can take care of her children, take care of her husband, and still go to bat. She can be a businesswoman. She can be all those things. But the four greatest women in Islam were people who are near and dear to prophets, peace be upon them.
We're almost out of time. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. This is something that sometimes is just laughable, some of the misconceptions, the false fallacies that are out there about Islam. And I'm throwing out some charts right here to show that it's at the lowest of totem pole when the FBI statistics, and they show that Islam has, you know, the least amount of terror acts, and people will like try to flip it and make it seem like Muslims are out there just causing havoc on the earth, mm-hmm. even though we're all about peace mm-hmm. and trying to make peace and live according to the way of life of peace. So when you guys hear Islam being maligned out there, does that sadden your heart?
It really does, and it's unfortunate that they do that, but I will say, don't listen to the media. Go and do it yourself. We're doing it. We're driving around, going to the different masjids. Sometimes we just show up unannounced just to see the kind of reception that we get, because we're African Americans. A lot of people think, oh, you have to be a foreigner to be a Muslim. No, you just go in and say Assalamu alaikum. Everybody greets you the same. So for all the non-Muslims out there, I would say, if you really want to know about Islam, just walk into the masjid.
And it is a beautiful scene, and that's why I love America, because America was founded on immigrants. You know, there's no one who said, oh, I've been here, my family's been here since the 600 BC. No, everyone came from somewhere else. And you look in the different masajids and the different mosques that we've been to around the country, and there's someone of every ethnicity right there standing toe-to-toe and praising the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's such a beautiful sight that I recommend that Muslims and non-Muslims go out of your comfort zone. If this is your area, this is your bubble, step out of there, go to a mosque out of your area, and go see how they interact with you.
I'm dying to ask you this before we leave. Like when you're on the football field, and now, you know, the opposite team, do they say things and try to, you know, provoke you and try to throw you off your game? Like they'll be, sometimes it gets, where it's not personal, obviously, or maybe it might get personal sometimes, but do you have other remarks coming from other players when you're out there and getting ready to, before it goes like snap ball or whatever it is? Is it snap ball?
you can call it that. Before the ball is snapped. Well, yeah. That's how it's called. But in the NFL, not necessarily. No. I would say back in high school, you may get a pork joke here or there, yeah. But that may be it.
That's what I mean. Like now that you're on the line and the guys are like, we're going to get you, Abdullah Brothers. You know, Osama bin Laden. Some stupid joke.
No, I haven't.
To try to throw you off.
I haven't heard anything like that. Just I would just say the regular smack talk, but not necessarily making Islam derogatory in any sense.
Okay, man, this is beautiful. Thank you guys for being with us. How can people now look you up again to know where you guys are going to be, the masjid, the cities that you're going to be in?
They can hit us up, go to our website, abdullahbros.com. They can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/abdullahbrothers. They can follow us on Twitter, @abdullahbros.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. May the Creator of the heavens and earth reward you for, you know, what you guys are doing. This wonderful project. Inshallah, we can be back together again sometime.
Inshallah.
Allah reward you. Thank you so much.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Peace be with you. Thank you.
And there you have it. Some great advice from the NFL players, the Abdullah brothers. You can see while many people are having a hard time because of the dollar, because of the fame, they're forgetting about their purpose in life, why they've been created, why they're here. The brothers haven't forgotten. So they're giving back. And it's time for Hajj, they're answering the call. It's time for prayer, they're stopping to pray. It's time to fast, they're fasting. And that's what Islam is about. It's the same way of life that Abraham, Moses, Noah, and all the other messengers that God Almighty has sent to mankind, because He loves mankind. He wants to guide mankind. Don't turn away from the guidance. And the last and final messenger sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they all were brothers of one another, and they came with the same one message. Only worship the one who created creation, the one creator. In Arabic, we say Allah. In Aramaic, Jesus said Allah. That's the one God. And work to develop yourself to be the best that you can be, being in a constant state of self-development. You can't do it on your own whims and desires. That's why God Almighty revealed the five pillars: praying, fasting, giving in charity, doing the Hajj. Not because He needs it, because this is, if you want to get big, you hit the bench press. You want to get some good conditioning, you run. You want to develop God consciousness, you go ahead and you obey God, and you become more cognizant of your purpose in life. You reflect more, you ponder more, not about just the money and the big house and the cars and the bling bling, but you ponder about the day of judgment, and that you're going to be accountable when you die for all the things you've done in this life. There's a hellfire, there's a paradise, and I want to be those who enter the paradise. And the only way you can do it is by submitting to the will of God and doing good and being good and living your purpose in life. Living your purpose in life. So do it right now. Ask. If you haven't, do it right now. Ask within yourself, God Almighty, guide me. Guide me. Guide me to that which is pleasing to you. Give us a call, 1-800-662-ISLAM. If you have some doubts, some misconceptions that you'd like for us to answer, call us. Visit the local masjids in your area. Visit the Abdullah brothers and talk to them. Talk to them. And you can see that Muslims are those who want to acquire peace. We want peace, but we're seeking it from the owner of peace, the one who created this whole universe and everything in it. So alhamdulillah, we got some great advice from these brothers here today. If you're young out there and you're striving to go ahead and finish college and finish school, go ahead and be the best doctor, engineer, mechanic, whatever it is. But don't forget your purpose in life. Don't forget why Allah, the Creator, created you. And live that purpose. Visit us here every week on The Deen Show. You can visit us also at thedeenshow.com. Don't forget to pick up the new Dunya to Deen also. And we'll see you next time, inshallah, God willing. Until then, peace be with you.